date April 27th. And that's the date that, based upon the Supreme Court's decision, the Monday after a furlough Friday, when county recorders, based on this decision, working under the order of the Department of Public Health in revising a new marriage form, and the Attorney General's office in giving them advice and counsel in revising that marriage form, will be issuing, for the first time in the history of the state of Iowa, same-sex marriage licenses. As all of you know in this chamber, whichever particular reason of this issue that you seem to be on the side of, at a minimum, you may call it landmark. Many other adages have been used to describe this decision: contentious, reprehensible, even unconstitutional, some folks have said. But the interesting part about this whole situation is that it is the county recorders who are stuck in the middle. The county recorders of the state of Iowa, given the duty of issuing the licenses, are now in a quandary. They're in a quandary because they are elected officials of the state of Iowa, and they are in a quandary because, in some cases, the principles that they believe in are contrary. The principles that they believe in individually are contrary to the principles of the office that they hold. What this amendment does is it addresses the reality in front of us. And the reality is that because Iowa does not have a residency requirement for marriage licenses, on April 27th, particularly in border counties or other counties with high populations of individuals that may be mobile and can commute in via airplane, we may have, and it's hard to predict, but we may have an influx of individuals wishing to receive same-sex marriage licenses in the state. I have some emails on my desk from county recorders. Here's a Democrat county recorder who's furious regarding issuing same-sex marriage licenses. In fact, one county recorder, also a Democrat, has talked about resigning instead of having to issue same-sex licenses. This is how serious this issue has become, according to this email. In visiting with the County Recorders Association, they know that they're right in the middle. They've got a big bullseye pointed on them. And like it or not, the Supreme Court has pushed the county recorders into an unenviable position. What this amendment does is extremely important in this debate. It allows a county recorder, as a matter of conscience, to refuse to issue. And if, as a matter of conscience, they refuse to issue, it protects them and allows them to be immune from civil or criminal liability relating to that refusal. It allows them or exempts them from being prosecuted, and it exempts them from being removed from office based upon the grounds that they have refused to issue. Some people have asked whether this, in essence, is a dichotomy for those of us that take the oath of office in this state, an oath of office to adhere to and uphold the Constitution of the state of Iowa. I would suggest to you that the Constitution that those county recorders swore an oath to, and the Constitution that I swore an oath to, and the Constitution that those seven Supreme Court justices swore an oath to must be different constitutions. Now, I'm not sure which ones the justices took an oath to, but I know which one I took an oath to uphold. And as far as I'm concerned, from a state senator's perspective and from a county recorder's perspective, this might be one of the most important decisions that they make in their life as a county recorder. I wanted to be sure that for a matter of conscience, if they refuse to issue, that they would not be subject to some willy-nilly civil suit or having to create a situation where the county sheriff needs to arrest or the county prosecutor needs to prosecute their own county recorder. As you know, county government serves closest to the people. And those relationships between recorders and sheriffs and county prosecutors and other elected officials in the county is in most cases very, very close. So I ask the body to, at a minimum, at least have the decency to allow our county recorders to, because of a matter of conscience, not have to issue a same-sex marriage license on April 27th. Mr. President, if there are no questions, I move adoption of the amendment.
The chair recognizes the senator from Pottawatomie, Senator Gronstall.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd respectfully ask for ruling on the germaneness of this amendment.
Would the senator from Pottawatomie come to the well, and the senator from Worth? To rule on the germaneness questions. I've gone through every section of this bill, and in being consistent with the previous ruling, this amendment, the point is well taken, and this amendment is not germane. And another reason I'd like to state is this bill and previous amendments dealt with the electronic filings, with deal with land grant or land recording. It deals with DCAT, does not deal with the subject matter in this amendment.